When Batts took over as Oakland's police chief in 2009, the city was ranked the third most dangerous in the country. Homicides and shootings in the city outpaced other large cities in the state, including neighboring San Jose. The amount of time to answer an emergency call, as well as the amount of time to respond to those calls, was double the average of seven other departments in California. The city was using a style of policing known as complete watch, meaning the entire city of Oakland was one patrol district. Here in Baltimore, the city is geographically divided into nine patrol districts. Jeff Collins was president of the Oakland Police Foundation then.
Mind you, that's a city of 400,000 people, so it was a very inefficient system to try and control, you know, the whole city out of one watch commander.
Batts hired Virginia-based consultant Scott Bryant to look at the Oakland department. The two had worked together before in Southern California. Collins says Bryant had to start from scratch, doing a lot of surveys and community outreach to find what was broken.
And then try to develop and give suggestions on how to fix it, plus give recommendations to Tony on, let's get a real mission statement, let's get a real strategic forward plan to develop these areas that are lacking so much.
As part of the plan unveiled in 2010, the 800-member force was split to work in three geographic districts. The plan began to work. Crime was going down. But then the department began losing officers through attrition, budget cuts, and a cut in the size of the department by the city council.
Within that year, he was down 150. He couldn't continue the geographic in his judgment, so it kind of split the city actually in two big watch commands.
Collins says the plan fell apart because city leaders did not give Batts the resources or the support he needed, continuing a historic trend for that city.
Most of the mayors and the council are really anti-police. They believe that preventive intervention programs can do it. We don't need the police.
He says the $285,000 Baltimore plan, developed by consultants Bob Wasserman and recently reappointed New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton, can succeed only as long as elected officials support it. All indications show Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake is on board. She packed the ceremonial room at City Hall with community members and a who's who of city agency heads to show citywide support as she unveiled the plan last month.
We understand it doesn't matter if you're with the health department, the police department, or Visit Baltimore. Public safety matters to each and every one of us.
Meanwhile, Oakland is back to square one. They are once again looking for a police chief. City officials hired Wasserman last year to develop a new strategic plan for the police department. Wasserman hired Bratton to look at immediate policing needs before he took the New York job, all for a cost of $350,000. For both cities, Collins calls it money well spent. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.